Now, the government did not sign off on the review of how special needs assistants are allocated at schools across Ireland, and Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said he was defending a move to pause the review and reallocation of special needs assistants for the coming school year after it caused a huge backlash and outrage across the country among parents, teachers and SNAs themselves. The number of SNAs at around 580 schools were reviewed by the National Council for Special Education, and one third of them were told that the number of SNAs at their school would be reduced from next September. Two-thirds were deemed not to need more SNAs or to get an increase in a certain amount. At a meeting this week, the government agreed not to reduce the number of SNAs in any school and found €19 million in order to make that happen for the next year. And they've promised a revised circular, a redeployment scheme and a workforce development plan for SNAs will be published. The National Council for Special Education will again review SNAs at schools for the 2027-2028 academic year. Now, with me in the line to talk about this in more detail is a special correspondent for the Irish Examiner, Mick Clifford, who's been looking at this story since it broke and looking at the political fallout to it. Mick, good morning to you, and thanks for talking to me on the programme this morning about this.
Morning.
This is a remarkable one. Ever since we got our first call from a concerned parent here and an SNA about it, it seemed like this review wasn't really fully thought out, and what we've seen politically since then has been quite extraordinary, hasn't it?
It has. Now, whether it was fully thought out or not, I don't know. It certainly was not properly communicated, and it certainly was not done in a way designed to ensure that people would not get upset or angry or fearful about it. There's no question about that. When you have a scenario whereby, for instance, in a couple of schools, I think they were talking about reducing the allocation from 9 or 10 SNAs in a school to 4 or possibly 3 in one instance, I mean, that beggars belief. No, but in terms of the thinking behind it, we don't know because it hasn't been conveyed, but there's two elements to that. One is the role of the SNA has surreptitiously, as far as I can see, changed hugely over the last 10 years. SNAs were initially there specifically allocated to children who had special needs to assist them in all the various ways, both care and learning and other ways to ensure that that child can reach their best potential. It seems that over time, the role of the SNA has veered far more towards care rather than any input into the education of specific children with special needs, and has kind of evolved in some instances into a teaching assistant. Now, on one level, that's understandable because teachers do face a lot of challenges, far more today than perhaps in the past, in the classroom. But on another, you'd have to question, is the deployment of SNAs in this way, does it mean that those who have special needs, those who are most in need of assistance, are they getting the best benefit from that system? That's the first thing. The second thing is this. If there is a scenario whereby the profile of a school changes, that just for argument's sake, say in a sixth class you had, for example, maybe 2 or 3 children who were deemed to require special needs assistance, and then that class and those children leave the school, and in the next class, just for argument's sake, well, therefore, does the school hold on to those SNAs irrespective of the profile of the class, or more importantly, irrespective of the number of individual children with needs who need an assistance? And it seems to me that that is all in a bit of a fog. Nobody wants a scenario whereby they're losing special needs assistance, but the people who have no voice whatsoever are those who perhaps don't have them and may have a greater need for them. Our schools, where there are a large number of children coming in who require assistance. So the whole thing is a bit of a mess, and merely throwing more money at it in this instance, I don't think is going to solve it. But neither is it a scenario whereby any school that ever gets special needs assistance hangs on to them irrespective of the profile of a class that's coming through and the number of children that might need assistance. If you want to change the system, if you want to bring in teaching assistance instead, fair enough. But the main thing, as far as I'm concerned, is that those most in need, the individual children, their needs are met first and foremost. And it's not obvious that that's happening in the current system.
Yeah. What does this tell us about how this government operates, Mick? I mean, even that statement from the Taoiseach yesterday, the government did not sign off on the review of how special needs assistance are allocated to schools across Ireland. This is the National Council for Special Education. I mean, is that an independent body? Is it part of the Department of Education? Is the Minister for Education in charge? They sent the letters out. That's a government-aligned agency. Or do we need to even examine what is that role? Are they part of the Department of Education? If they were doing that, and the Taoiseach saying, we never signed off on it, how is that possible?
Well, I suppose it is possible to this extent that ordinarily cabinet will necessarily have to sign off on something. The NCSE, now, they do a lot of good, is don't, but I have to say, hamstrung by the amount of political will that's behind what has to be there. For example, the NCSE has been trying for many years in terms of introducing ASD classes, Autism Spectrum Disorder classes, which are vital in schools. And yet they've met huge resistance in some schools, not in others, I have to say. Some do their duty by it, but they've met huge resistance in special schools, and they haven't got the political muscle behind them to insist on it. The law has been changed a few times, but it's far more carrot than stick in that respect. Micheál Martin saying that, you know, jesuitically, technically, he may well be correct, and he may well be correct that they don't have to sign off on it. But there's no question it was a communication disaster, and that an antenna didn't go up in the NCSE realising that there's going to be resistance to this, and that they should bring the politicians into it and lay it out to them. That's definitely a problem. But the idea then that you simply throw more money at it, you know, that'll last today. And remember, they'll have to go in every other year from now on. And whether or not that is the best value, not the best value for money in my mind, but the best value for needs, I think that's...
For resources, for the kids who need it the most, is part of the issue. Mick, who has the political muscle now in relation to this? I mean, we saw calls yesterday from some in opposition that there would never be a cut to an SNA or a redeployment of an SNA. That's hardly right either, is it?
No, and not only the opposition, Gerry, the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting last week heard the same thing from backbench TDs, and that isn't right. But the problem with changing that now has been made much worse by what has happened in the last week and the disaster there has been in this effort, because at every stage now there will be a resistance. At every stage where you have any scenario where it's deemed that a school should lose an SNA or two because it's required elsewhere, that's going to be resisted, and it'll become a political political weapon. Yeah. But I mean, there's a long-term disaster for this, but again, there's an overall thing. And the other thing I would say is this, again, going back to the schools that demand they hold on to all SNAs, some of those schools, I would suggest, are completely honourable in how they've dealt with setting up special classes. Others, not so. They want to hold on to the SNAs, but they've no intention of,
but they don't
for those
want
children
to
who slightly
set
more need setting up a special class.
Yeah. Yeah, having a special class. They don't want the hassle of it, effectively, and they're saying no to the powers that be.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mick, on that level of it, the government now have to do a lot of work in a short space of time, I'd imagine. It's all politically fraught because of what we've seen and how badly miscommunicated. We have the issue of redeployment. Now, everyone understands when it's a teacher and the numbers drop, and there are numbers dropping right across the country in terms of our birth rate, in terms of entry into primary school level. So that's an issue. But when the numbers drop in a school, the returns are made at the end of September to the department. The department reallocates the teachers to where they're needed within a certain agreed, let's say, commute level or limit of travel. That hasn't been nailed down either when it comes to SNAs. Is there likely to be resistance to that from the unions, or the unions now, do they have the whip hand in terms of telling the government what they will and won't agree to?
Yeah, well, they do, Jerry. Now, to be fair, in some instances, for example, if you're an SNA there in Killarney and you're told you're going to be redeployed to Waterville, I mean, you know, that's very unreasonable. Whereas you're told you're to be redeployed to Fosser somewhere, you know, that's perfectly reasonable. So, I mean, there is that in it. But Having said that, if I could make a quick comparison, if you look at the issue of water charges and what became of that, and it became it to a point where the whole business of any imposition of water charges became toxic, irrespective of, for example, where you're talking about people who had a swimming pool and used massive amounts of water, no charges for anybody under any circumstances. That's the way that issue has gone. There's a danger you would have a similar thing here, that as a result of what's happened now, as a result of the reaction, as a result of, for example, some politicians seeing it as an issue they can make some hay on, as a result of all that, any kind of deployment is going to be extremely difficult now. And again, whose interests does that serve best?
Yeah. Mick, a secondary teacher says there's widespread acknowledgement within the education sector that the SNA system is being abused widely. Not every student with a diagnosis needs an SNA. The criteria to be allocated a full-time SNA needs to be radically reviewed. Just one of the things that needs to be addressed now in the next 12 months?
Absolutely. And your texts are there is similar to anecdotally stuff that I have heard as well. That's absolutely the case. But who is going to review it and bring about a proper situation? And again, the people who are going to suffer most are those who don't have a voice, those who are not yet in school, who are preschool, their parents, all of that. And as well, you have a scenario, if more emphasis is put on this, is it going to be taken elsewhere within the system? And that yeah. makes a mockery of the idea that we're prioritising special education.
Yeah, okay, Mick, thanks a million for your analysis on that. That's Mick Clifford there with us on the programme talking about the current situation now and the huge job of work that has to be done over a short period of time to review, assess, come up with a redeployment scheme that's fair and make the changes that are needed to ensure that those who need it most get the most special needs support in our schools. Morning, jury. Good for that man. He told what was going on in schools.